Well, for that as a background, why, Pastor Butz, thanks so much for being with us, and tell us what's on your heart today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's an honor to be with you. I've always enjoyed your programs and your steadfastness and absolutely your calm demeanor when you're reporting news that absolutely ought to shake us to our core. You're constant and you're calm, and I just really enjoy your broadcast. I want you to know that. But it's an honor to be with you, like I said. And I was listening as you introduced the program, talking about illusion and delusion. And we in this country, longer than my lifetime, and I'm 60 years old, have lived somewhat in a delusion, an illusion, false prosperity, if you will. And that's a part of the Daniel 8:25. If you study the scriptures, where he said that in the end times, that the beast will destroy many through peace. That word peace means, if you look it up in the concordance, means false security and false prosperity. Well, obviously, we're falling right into the beast system in this world. We're seeing a worldwide economic situation, soon a worldwide economic plan to take over the nations and the businesses. And the church as a whole is still living under a great delusion, waiting for whatever, the rapture, whatever that happened, different things to go on, and hoping against hope, if you will, that things are going to change, Dr. Stan. And that is not what, that's not the kind of faith we're called to. I'm going to do a teaching night on my radio show at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. On PastorBush.com or GCNLive.com or 3215 Shortwave and many other radio stations on faith. Faith is not what churches are supposed to have to just sit back and wait for God to do it all. Faith calls us to action. Faith without works is dead. And the Church of America, Dr. Stan, as you well know, for years and years has done very little to delay evil or to delay judgment or to show any kind of repentance for what's happened in the country. So that's why we're being judged. We're in dire straits beyond what I think we even know ourselves. And you and I, I believe, are probably more informed than most people because we stay on top of things as best we can. But we're probably underinformed to what's really going on behind our backs, behind the scenes. And we're in dire straits. And that's part of our judgment, Dr. Stan. I know folks don't want to hear this, but I'm a pastor. My first calling is to teach the truth from the scriptures, to inform people about current events. That's also a calling. But without Christ, we have no hope. Without repentance, there is no chance. And I don't care how many people stand up against unlawful government and unwanted freedom. All we'll have is another French Revolution without Christ in it, which led to chaos. Without Christ as a center, Dr. Stan, there is no hope for America. No matter how many people stand up for what's right, for liberty, unless Christ is a pillar of it all, it will not last.
And I think really what we have to do is look back at the French Revolution and
yes.
The American Revolution. And the difference between the American Revolution and the French Revolution is because the American people were Christians. They were predominantly Catholics. They believed in God. And when they overthrew the existing government, they established a government based upon Christian principles with the idea that our freedom came from God, so we limit the power of government. Whereas in France, they did exactly the opposite. In France, they actually, of course, killed off the priests and the nuns, and they seized the property of the Catholic Church, and they more or less outlawed religion, and they ended up with a chaotic situation. They ended up with the Reign of Terror and Robespierre, and about 300,000 people lost their lives. So
that's right.
So there's really something going on in the background. Are you hearing an awful hum there in the background?
No, I'm not.
All right, you go right ahead then.
But just you mentioned the nation in America. Of course, it wasn't. They weren't all Christians, but predominantly they were Christians in this country. You know, of all different, we'll say, denominations and sects. The Presbyterians took a great stand up for liberty in the 1700s, and the Lutherans and the Baptists were all involved. As you said, all these people were Christian, at least Christian based. They had a decent morality in their life. They knew right from wrong. They knew that murder and thievery and adultery and unlawful government that tried to usurp the authority of God in lives were totally wrong, not based on some constitution as of yet, but upon the simple fact that it was against the word of the Almighty God. And they stood on that principle of faith, that knowing that there's only one God. And Christ told us in Matthew 6, you can't serve two masters. And we're told in the book of Acts that we're to serve God rather than men. So our forefathers knew that. When they had a king that started usurping authority that only belonged to our Creator, trying to steal their property, take their ways to defend themselves, destroy their way of life. They said no, not for their own glory, not for their own good, but for the glory of their God and sake of the children. See, that's what's happened to our nation today as a whole. We've lost that Christian character backbone, if you will. We have men in this country that are well informed, I believe. I watch on the internet and YouTube, whatever. They're angry at what's going on with the usurping of power against our Constitution. And that's wonderful. But Dr. Stan, the Constitution is not our vanguard. It is not our safety. It is not where we can resort to for safety. Yes, we need to reestablish it and put it back in force. But our safety is in a moral principles and virtue that hold a nation together. It's virtue and righteousness that are the cement of society. Without that, it crumbles. You can have nothing but chaos unless people are self-governing. You cannot have a free people that will not govern themselves in righteousness. All you'll have is chaos and then, of course, again, tyranny.
Well, of course, this is what John Adams had said. He said, our form of government was made for a moral
That's
and
right.
religious people who would not work for any other. And, of course, you either had to have moral people so you could have limited government, or if you had immoral people, then you would have to have tyrannical government to keep chaos from developing. Well, unfortunately, we have an immoral people. Now, we have corruption in our courts. We have corruption in our churches. We have corruption in the educational system. And certainly, we've got corruption in our government. But can we really look to government to solve the problem of corruption which they have actually produced
No.
by taking God and prayer out of our schools and banning anything having to do with our Savior even mentioned in the public schools? Go right ahead.
Well, there's no way that can happen. Government is a problem. You know, I did a teaching, it's been several years ago. It's on my website, by the way. People can watch it on PastorButch.com. I did a teaching entitled Rendering Unto Caesar Explained. It's free. It's a free teaching on my website, PastorButch.com. It's 3 hours long. There's one right underneath it entitled, Are We Humanist? And the answer to that is, yes, we are humanist. We become humanist. When a man puts his trust in government for his retirement, for his welfare benefits, for his whatever, you become humanistic. You no longer trust in our Creator, as they were told to do. In Jeremiah 17:5, the Lord God said, Cursed be the man puts his trust in man and makes flesh his arm, or trust in flesh for his benefits, for his retirement, and for his welfare, and for Medicaid, Medicare. Cursed be the man does that. And that means cursed be a nation does that. Government is the problem. When the Lord God created society, He created four spheres of government. Self, we're going to hear music playing. I'll go out and finish up and come back at the break then.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest is Pastor Butch Paul, right here at the Genesis Communication Network. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, you know, if you study the history of nations, there's no history in all, or no record in all history where a nation is turned against God that God is not eventually turned against that nation. And I'm often reminded of what Thomas Jefferson said about, you know, God who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberty of a nation be preserved when the conviction has been removed that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice cannot sleep forever. And I think we have to think about that, and we have to think about it very deeply, and we have to realize that America has turned its back on God. And the reason, of course, this has happened is because for over a generation they've taken God out of our schools. Why did they do that? Because Franklin Delano Roosevelt was deeply involved in Masonry and in Satanism. He was a disciple of Manly Palmer Hall. And he even sent a team of researchers out to the Philosophical Research Society in Southern California to copy all of Manly P. Hall's records on the world satanic or cult movement. And it was then FDR who then began to appoint the judges, who, you know, 30 years later would take God and prayer out of our schools. They knew exactly what they were doing. Harry Truman was a 33rd degree Mason. He appointed the Masons to the Supreme Court. It's interesting they haven't put any on there, you know, in recent years, because they don't want the American people to understand how this whole scenario fits together. Pastor Butch, are you back there?
Yeah, I'm back. I sure am. And I just listened to what your comments there, and I do want to go back to the topic on the four spheres of government that our God created. But
you go right ahead.
The presidents and the Masons, whatever. You know, the problem, the reason it took them so long to destroy our country, there's an article. My mind's going blank on the article. It's on the website, and the pastors.com. But from 1930s, especially through 1950, there was a radical change in this country where we went into more power given to the civil authorities, basically the federal government, and it's grown leaps and bounds since then. The problem that they had destroying this country, Dr. Stan, why it took them so long was, for the first time in history, a nation was set up where there was no sovereign government, but 30 million sovereign individuals. And they had a hard time overcoming that as a world power. They had a hard time, you know, overcoming the idea that each man and woman were their own king, so to speak, under their creator. That the servants were the ones who worked for them in the courthouse, in the state house. The state house didn't have any authority. The people had the authority. It took years to destroy that concept in people's mind. The only way they could do it was through Roosevelt, as you said, and others, to bring in welfare and Social Security and get people dependent on government. Up until that time, people depended on themselves, and they did not need government handouts. They were sovereign in themselves. They fed themselves. They clothed themselves. They housed themselves. And what they owned was theirs. But once we decided that we could trust government more with this, then government naturally usurped authority and took over. And those who feed us and those who take care of us are really our lords. So we have made government our lord today. And I know that sounds terrible to say that, but it's true. We are humanists. And that's why when our God created us, he created man to be autonomous under him, as self-governing under his law. Then he created family to be the center of education for all society, where morals were taught, of course, biblical precepts were taught. Also, anything with education was to be home-based. Then went into the church, and the church was, of course, to be the ecclesiastical base for all things, to help teach people about the laws of the Almighty. Then he created civil authority, which was needed for a limited amount, to control those who would not keep the law. In the first Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, it says that the law was given for the lawless, not for you and I, Dr. Stan. We don't need cops watching us so we don't steal from each other or kill each other. We're not going to do that. If we're just you and I in the world, we won't need a cop at all. But unfortunately, it's not. There are people there who will steal from you and kill you. So we need civil authority. But civil authority, according to Scripture and the Constitution, was to be the most restrained, most watched, necessary evil, if you will, government made. Now, obviously, it's become the most corrupt and the massive amount of growth in the civil sphere has destroyed the church, the home, and the individual. It's totally backward to what was intended to be. It didn't happen overnight, but it's happened a lot in my lifetime. And even a lot more in your lifetime. You're a little bit older than I am. So it's, in the last 100 years or so, this nation has turned around from a nation of sovereign individuals to now where the state is all-powerful, all-knowing, and assumes all authority. And really, the people as a whole have never caught on that yet because we're still living from the government dole.
But I think the thing is that the Constitution was written by our founders is still the law of the land. So what
yes.
these people are doing, these wicked people, and I'll name them for you, the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, and the ancillary parts of the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Masons, the Rosicrucians, certainly the other secret societies that are out there, the Lucius Trust and all their members, basically what they have done is conspire to certainly circumvent the Constitution. Constitution to do an end run around the Constitution, and they are a subversive element. The Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the Bilderbergers are subversives. And of course, it's not just simply by accident that since 1976, right up until the present administration, but excluding the present administration, but since 1976, every president and or vice president of the United States has been a member of the Trilateral Commission.
Right.
Could that simply have happened by accident? Of course
no.
It hasn't. And these people who have sworn to uphold our Constitution have done everything they could to destroy it. It's about time the American people understood and demand that these people who have violated our laws, the subversive elements, be held responsible. We do have laws against subversion, and especially when people swear to uphold the Constitution and the work to circumvent it, but our listeners have to get this word out. The average person has no idea what's happening because they control the media, but go right ahead, Boots.
Well, the pastor's job was to teach the flock, not just about salvation through Christ our Lord, but also about affairs on earth and how to live their affairs to glorify their God in heaven and to remain free men under his government. That's a pastor's job. The pastors in this nation today, at least 90% of them, are useless. And the old saying we have here in the hills are useless tits on a boar hog. They take up space and do nothing. They're just there. And the churches have become really Satan's workshops, 501c3 corporations. They're not churches, they're corporations. And they can't say anything or they lose their money. But, you know, evil was sown among the good, even back in the 1700s, of course, obviously, because Weishaupt started the Freemason movement in this country back in May 1776. And so along with the good men like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Patrick Henry, we had people also rooted among us that took seed. And while the people slept generations later, while the people slept, the enemy sowed more tares among us. And now they kind of took over the country. It's up to those of us who are walking the light by the grace of our God and through his help, perhaps to turn this thing around. If it can be done, it's going to be through repentance and through a lot of hard work on the righteous part. If we haven't already crossed the lines of the nation because of our sin of murdering our unborn babies and other things we've done, perversion of sodomy and lesbianism, if we haven't crossed the lines of the nation, the only hope is that the church will wake up and say, this is enough. We've had enough. We're going to stand for righteousness.
And if Christians won't stand up for what's right, who will? If not,
amen.
Now, when? So I think it's about time that we got our people educated. That's why I do what I do. That's what Pastor Butch does, what he does. And you've got to help us. I will be back in just a moment with Pastor Butch Palm right here. It's Genesis.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Pastor Butch Paul. Butch, would you like to go ahead and get out your website, your telephone number for your listeners who aren't acquainted with you?
Thank you. Website is pastorbutch.com. Real simple, pastorbutch.com. And a phone number if they want to call and talk to me anytime. They can call me toll-free at 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. Or if they want to save us nickel, we don't mind. They can call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. They want to call and talk to me anytime. My office hours 9 to 5, and their phones are answered 9 to 5 Eastern. I'm here in the office on Thursdays all day long to take phone calls and answer questions. Anything I can do to help people or answer any questions, I'm from 9 to 5 Eastern, Thursday morning to Thursday evening. I'm here all day that day to return phone calls and talk to anyone who wants to call and talk to me. That's what I'm here for. I'm a minister. I still work a full-time job, take care of a couple churches, and you know, stay a little busy. But Thursday is my day to talk to anybody who wants to talk to me.
Okay, very good. Well, why don't you go ahead with your dissertation, just talk about the foundations of our freedom, which is basically the religious beliefs of this country, because you either have people who will be ruled by God, you're going to have people who are going to be ruled by tyrants. Do you honestly think that the people in the White House are ruled by God? Do you honestly believe that George Bush professed to be a, you know, evangelical Christian saved by Thomas... Billy Graham, that's what he told me. He sat 6 feet away from me and he said, Billy Graham led me to the Lord, you know, and brought the Lord into my life, and the Lord is my Savior. And then as he's leaving the White House, he says, well, there are lots of ways to God, you know. We all worship the same God. Well, I believe God's going to bring judgment. George Bush is going to have to, you know, really, of course, stand before the Lord and explain what why he lied to the Christian leaders of this country just to get into the White House. But I think we have to understand that if this nation turns its back upon Jesus Christ, who was the God of our founders, and the reason we have our freedom is because they believed people could be moral, and the only way to have freedom was to limit the power of government. I mean, if we aren't willing to stand on those principles, then we'll certainly lose this country. But you go ahead, Pastor.
Obviously, Dr. Stan, you told just like it is. We, even the Christians, and God forgive us for that, I'm guilty too, put our trust in government. I know that we say we didn't, but we did. We've had a two-party system that's run this country now longer than I've been alive. And my question to people is this, whether you're Democrat or Republican, the masses are either Democrat or Republican, with each administration, whether it's Democrat or Republican, have we gotten more freedom? Have we gotten it to be a greater, stronger nation? Or have we become more and more enslaved and taken further and further into tyranny and into a total, I guess you say, police state? I mean, what else can you say? Which one has done the most or the less? Both of them done the same thing. Different stages, different people have done their share from Roosevelt right up through to Obama now. But the people turn, and I was guilty. I was a Democrat for years because my dad was a Democrat, and he said Democrats are for poor people and Republicans are for rich people. So I believe that. Then I realized, hey, well, that isn't true. The Republicans are the ones that are fighting for the righteous part, and they're the ones Christians should vote for. So we just blindly followed what we were told by our moms and dads or grandmas and grandpas, or what we were told by some of the church leaders or even some of the politicians, like you said, George Bush said, I'm a Christian. I come to Christ through Billy Graham's ministry, which would make me doubt it to begin with right there. But anyway, we said, well, he's a Christian. We can vote for him. Instead of looking into what really was going on, we trusted man. We should never put our trust in man. I can't remember who said this, Dr. Stanley. You might know said that he said, trust but verify. Make sure what you're hearing is the truth.
I believe that was Ronald Reagan, but we could look it up if you'd like.
I'm not real sure which one. Maybe he did say that. But the point of it is, we decided we could turn to parties, and they would save us either. We would have Christian parties, or we call the Christian Party the Republican Party. We'll say, well, they were the Christian bunch. They're going to save us from abortion and from gun control, whatever. Then but the other side said, no, we can turn to the Democrat Party because they're going to give us more benefits, more food stamps, more money in our pocket to live on for retirement. Both of these are wrong because they're putting their trust in man. We're to put our trust in God for what's right and to supply our needs. Both sides have been wrong for all my life and longer. We've got to get back to the solid foundation of the Scriptures and go back to the Constitution, which was obviously not a perfect document written by man, but in my opinion, and I've studied this a lot, it is the best Constitution ever written since the history of the world to give man a liberty as sovereigns among themselves to restrain the federal government to the point that they were very limited in what they could do, give the states sovereignty unto themselves, and reserve the rest unto the people to make sure that everyone followed the rules. But unless we are informed, first spiritually, to understand righteousness and what is right and wrong, until we understand that, and until we understand the Constitution, how it was written, why it was written, then there's no way that we can preserve liberty, Dr. Stan. An ignorant people cannot be free. It's impossible. A spiritually ignorant or a ignorant person of the rights given to them by their Creator and guaranteed by the Constitution. Unless we know what the Constitution says, how do we know what we're supposed to do? How do we know what the laws of government are? For example, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17 states very clearly that the federal government, whether it be Congress or the FBI or the CIA or a Secret Service, I call it the SS, they have no authority outside of 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., except on federal property given to the feds by the states for post offices or forts. They have no authority outside federal perimeters. But how many people know that? We bow and scrape to the FBI. We bow and scrape to the IRS. They have no authority. The IRS is not even part of the government. They're a private agency for the Federal Reserve, which is not part of the government. But how many people know that, Dr. Stan? And that's where the pastors have failed their churches. It's a pastor's job to know these things and pass on to their flock. That's what the shepherd's there for. But we've lost our country simply because of ignorance, and now apathy, and false prosperity. After all, Obama promised he'd get us out of this mess. We've already spent $3 or $4 trillion, actually closer to $10 trillion in this bailout fiasco, which is going to do nothing but destroy our dollar, which is another plan to take us further into a world currency system. Dr. Stan, unless the people get their eyes open, and I mean morally get their eyes open and understand their rights, this nation has no hope. And I know I don't want to sound like a doom and gloomer. I have 3 grown sons and 6 grandchildren that I love dearly. And I want to see this nation preserved for their sake. But unless the people turn around and start seeking the truth of their Creator first, and then our form of Republican government second to the Constitution, there's no hope for this country. And that's just my message. That's why I tell people, until we repent and come back, repentance means a turnaround, 180 degree turn is what the repentance means. Until we do that, we have no chance of this saving this country. And that's why you're on the radio every day. That's why I'm on the radio every day. We're trying our best to tell the people this is coming about simply because the people have lost contact with the truth.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand that we have the greatest opportunity now, I believe, we've ever had, because people are concerned. You lose your job, you're going to face losing your home, you're going to want to know why this happened. And people who never before were really willing to listen to us are going to be willing to listen now. They may not like what we have to say. But if we can convince them, first of all, that this whole economic collapse has been contrived, it's happened time and again, all they have to do is look back through the centuries. Why did we have a Great Depression in the 1930s? It was created by the Federal Reserve System, which is controlled by the banks, and the crisis, you know, of 1920-21, the crisis of 1907, the crisis of 1915, they've all been controlled. And this one is controlled, too. But once you begin to understand that behind these banking interests, these people who control the banks, are powerful spiritual forces, and of course this is the message, you know, there is a spiritual force that you can certainly tap into, and it'll give you great wealth, and a lot of these people have done just that. And you go back through the history of Andrew Carnegie and of course Henry Ford and J.P. Morgan and so many of the very wealthy people here in the country. They've all been involved in the occult. You can check it out. Go up in the Internet and simply type in the occult and type in the name. Type in Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back here at Genesis to wrap up this program. We'll take your calls in the last segment, 1-800-259-57.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care hair you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Pastor Butch Paul. We've got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, you agree or you disagree, that's what Talk Radio is about. Give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, Butch, I agree with everything you said. We are involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And we've got to reach the American people and let them understand what this battle is really all about.
Yes, we do, Dr. Stan. And we have more of a job ahead of us than I think we realize. And if it be our God's will that we do it, it's going to take a lot of persistent people like yourself. I know you've been speaking for years, years. I've been on radio this month, like 16 years I've been on radio, trying to get people to pay attention to what's going on around them. Just lift their head up and look around. And the masses for a whole were not even looking. Now the masses are looking, as you said. They're starting to realize there's something not right here. But understand what really concerns me is the people are starting to see something's wrong. But this is also, again, a planned scenario, I do believe, with the world powers. They want the people to see, and even perhaps riot, to, you know, in order to bring in their new world order and to crush the rebellion and the chaos in the streets. That could be part of the plan. But whether it is or isn't, the people have got to speak up. We're going to lose either way, maybe. But let's fight this kind of swing. Let's get on swinging and tell them the truth. The world powers are pushing the people into a corner. Where now, believe this or not, this was in the Chicago Tribune newspaper. The median-priced house for a home in Detroit, Michigan, is $7,500. Now, that is phenomenal. You can buy a house with a credit card in some areas in Detroit, Michigan. And it was in the Chicago Tribune paper. It's on my website, PastorBush.com. I mean, they're pushing us into a corner where people are losing jobs. They're losing their ways to feed their family. And that's why they're getting their eyes open. We've been telling this for years. We told them it's coming. As you know, you've done it. I broke a story back in July of last year with Pastor Lindsey Williams on my radio show. Broke the story where when gas was still at $4 or $5 a gallon, he said the gas is going down to $2 a gallon, but the economy was coming with it, and everybody thought he was a little bit off his rocker. What's happened? And back in the late 90s, him on the radio show, he said the price of gas will go to $4 to $5 a gallon. It was still like $1 a gallon back then. Everybody thought, well, he's out of his head. Well, nothing is happening. This hasn't been planned. This is a planned scenario. The problem that we're facing is we got to tell people, seek the truth in Christ, seek the truth of what our founding father said, and perhaps by his grace and might we can save this country. But unless we go back to the truth, there is no way back. We'll have another revolution, like you said. We just mentioned the French Revolution. We'll have a revolution that would destroy us, what's left of the country's foundations, and it'll be over. America will be finished as we know it.
And I think it's important that people understand to not, get involved, in street rioting. Believe me, they've got their agents planted in the conservative and in the liberal movement to try to foment revolutionary activity. And you have to understand they have infiltrated thoroughly the Christian church. They've infiltrated thoroughly the Jewish religion. They've infiltrated thoroughly the Catholic religion. They've infiltrated thoroughly the conservative movement. And when you understand that, then, of course, they already control the liberal movement. They always want a controlled opposition, but I really think Pastor Butch is absolutely right. When we hear Henry Kissinger talking about chaos, and of course, we've got two alternatives, either the new international order or chaos. When we hear Zygmunt Brzezinski talking about the coming class warfare, when we hear Hillary Clinton and Ron Emanuel both talking about never let a good crisis not be utilized. We know they plan to utilize
Absolutely.
This coming crisis. They know exactly what they're doing. And we've got to get people to understand what this is about, teach them about our Constitution. We've got subversives in office who ought to be in prison.
Well, we do know that the New World Order motto is out of chaos order. And in closing, I want to make this one comment. Do you remember an old show on TV entitled Get Smart?
Oh, I used to love that.
Okay, you remember that? Do you remember the name of the enemy they fought against? The name of the organization?
Sure, it was called Chaos.
And do you remember the name of the good side?
Well, now let's see.
The one Maxwell Smart worked for was called Control.
Okay, fine.
So Chaos brought on Control. Now, coincidence, perhaps, I don't know. Maybe just coincidence. But maybe there's more to what we thought. You know, Chaos was the enemy. Control was the way to fix it. Why they bring forth chaos, they bring in Control today. So there's something behind the movie that we did, that TV series that was so funny. Maybe there's more to it than we thought there were.
Well, you know, it's like Ian Fleming in the James Bond theory series. And there was always, you know, there were the communists, then there were anti-communists. But then there was the other element. That was Spectre. That was the another element that was working for world control. And of course, you have to understand that Ian Fleming understood that he worked for intelligence. He was part of MI5 or MI6 during the Second World War.
Yes.
And he was trying to tell us that there was this other element. And that's the other element in between communism and freedom or our society. And that's the people who are really in control of our government. He knew about the council over there in England. It was called the Royal Institute of Council of International Affairs. The Royal Institute of International Affairs, the British counterpart of the Council on Foreign Relations. And those two organizations really ran the world up until 1973, when David Rockefeller, the former chairman of the CFR, created the ultimate group, a trilateral commission. It's only got about 87 members in the North American chapter, at least American members in the North American chapter. But they control our government. They control our major banks. They control the media. And if you doubt that, you go to the website. It's augustreview.com, augustreview.com, Patrick Woods' website, and you can get the membership list there. Hey, we're out of time. Butch, one parting thought before I let you go.
Well, just stand up for the truth, folks. Please stand for the truth. The truth is Christ. And stand for the truth and for righteousness. Our God will bless us. Whether we win or lose in our own eyes, we win in His eyes. That's all that matters.
Amen. Amen to that. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Amen.
God bless. Thanks so very much for being with us, folks. We've got to do it again sometime soon.
Sure. Anytime.
Thanks so much. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and we hope you enjoyed our program, because this really is a spiritual battle. And, of course, you have to understand that there really are forces aligned on the other side. There is a supernatural element out there. If you doubt it, you go up on the Internet, and you Google in Lucius Trust Lucifer, and you go to their website, and there's another link there to another article talking about how Lucifer got a bum rap. Understand, there really are people who worship a different God. We don't look upon it. We don't, Christians, we believe there's one God, but there are people who believe there are other gods out there, and they worship this entity as a God. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't. You need to get it. It's only $12.95 plus shipping. If you can't afford it, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and simply go to the site on videos and then screen down until you get to a Brotherhood of Darkness and watch the DVD. I'm not a great speaker, but the material is valid. It's the secret to everything going on. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret and, of course, the syllabus that goes with that, my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus, and then the material we have on concentration camps, a tape set, and several DVDs, and then, of course, syllabus. So the material is there. You can get the concentration camp special. And then help us get the information out across America. Now, if you've not yet seen the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and the third in the series, put out by Chris Pinto, entitled The Eye of the Phoenix. The Eye of the Phoenix goes into FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the satanic forces behind him, and how he put the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. On the left side, a pyramid capped by the eye of Horus or Osiris, or, well, they were all prototypes of Lucifer. And the caption beneath, Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new secular order. This was to be the new world order that the people in the secret societies and mystery religions have been working to bring about for 5,000 years. That was the secret of the mystery religions. There was a force out there you could tap into, and it'd give you great power, and it'd give Franklin Delano Roosevelt the presidency of the United States, and the man who followed him, Harry Truman, the president of the United States. And, of course, what people don't understand is Richard Nixon was involved in this. Both Gerald Ford and Lyndon Johnson had sworn an allegiance to Lucifer when they joined the Masons. Ronald Reagan was involved in astrology. Not only Ronald, but, of course, his wife. Everybody knows that. Hillary Clinton is involved in it. Certainly George W. Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush, members of the Luciferian Skull and Bone Society. You need to get our books. We have the Satanic Crimes. You need to get my four-tape set on Skull and Bones. My four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have, of course, a DVD on the Bohemian Grove. We have one on the Bilderbergers. It's called Endgame, put out by Alex Jones. And then please pray for America and pray for Ready Liberty. Pray.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Listening to GCN.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. The White House budget director is tight-lipped about the administration's overhaul of the health care system, Jerry Boatlander reports.
Budget Director Peter Orszag calls the administration plan to spend $634 billion over 10 years to cover those without health insurance a significant down payment. But despite sharp